on the Friday before Halloween here on CBC Radio 1. The roundup continues with The Mystery Project and the Peggy Delaney series by James W. Nichol. Our ace reporter, Peggy Delaney, has her life under control, or so it seems, in any case. She's on the wagon, and the presence of her daughter, Amber, is helping her stay dry. But trouble looms, as it always does, in the form of a potential boyfriend for Peggy, and Amber has brought home a young computer nerd who may be a murder suspect. Kyra Harper stars in All the Lonely People.
Hello there. You've reached Peggy Delaney, Toronto Tribune. If you have something confidential you want to pass on, just leave your name and number. The walls have ears. I'll get back to you. If you're calling to give me fulsome, unqualified praise for my columns, feel free. If you're calling to scream at me, fascist, communist, cop-loving, cop-hating, pro-lesbian, anti-lesbian, pretend anti-establishment, crypto-based swamp pig, go for it. After all, this is a quasi-democracy.
Hi, Amber. I'm home. Let's order in, okay? Dead on my feet. Hi, Sammy. Don't bug me, Sammy.
Hey. Mom, tough day?
Oh, this new company that bought the Trib. They had a meet and greet with their principal stockholders. I had to make them nice all afternoon.
Really? I've got some news.
Oh?
Yeah, don't go crazy or weird or anything.
What?
Well, did you hear about that politician, Weinberg, somebody or other, his wife's missing?
Malcolm Weinberg's wife?
Her picture was in the paper and on TV last night.
Yeah, I know, so?
Well, there's this guy I know. He's sort of involved.
What?
Yeah, he's, asleep in my room. Lenny, what's up? Come on.
What?
Lenny!
What? Oh, hi.
Hello.
Lenny, this is my mother. Mom, this is Sue's brother, her twin.
I read your column all the time. It's awesome.
Why are you in my daughter's bed?
Because he's been sleeping in park the last two nights, and he's exhausted. And he's scared.
That's true, actually. Amber thought, I'm in really big trouble. I feel like running away, you know, you have to steal a car.
Lenny, stop it. Just tell Mom what happened.
That would be nice. Malcolm Weinberg's wife is missing. And?
And I know her.
How do you know her?
Come on, Lenny.
Because we were lovers. Almost.
Excuse me?
Yeah. We met in cyberspace. We have the same surface. She's Dee Dee Dalton. I'm Mr. Biggie.
No, you never told me that.
Well, I'm trying to be honest. We met in a chat room in an online dating service. And then we started exchanging emails. Got pretty hot.
Oh?
Lenny spends way too much time on the internet.
Not necessarily.
You do too. She talks about it all the time. You stay in your room for hours and hours. She can hear you tapping on your keyboard all night. She sees the light from your computer screen flickering under your door.
Yeah, well, the only light in my room. In my life.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing.
Well, how did you meet Elsie Weinberg exactly?
Seeking companionship. It's an organized by cities, and she answered my ad.
Did she use her real name?
No. Once she started sending me emails, she said her name was Dorothy Monroe. She was single, 29. She worked as a legal secretary. And she liked to read romance novels.
No kidding. Well, did you give her your name and age?
I said I was an investment banker. 30 years old, single. With a condo at Harborfront and a cottage on Lake Muskoka. I didn't really expect to meet anybody, you know, face to face.
He called himself Rick Steele.
Really? It's a name. It worked. I had a lot of correspondence from lots of women.
Did you?
Yeah.
But it went beyond that with Elsie Weinberg.
Got serious.
How?
You're what, 15? And Elsie Weinberg's a hell of a lot older than 29.
Yeah. She scanned in a photograph of herself and sent it to me. And she looked more like 40, but, you know, she was still pretty good looking. And I scanned in a photograph of this TV actor and sent it to her and said it was me.
That was deceitful, wasn't it?
Everybody does it.
And now she's disappeared.
Yeah.
And you met with her?
At this hotel, Best Western, near the airport. I had on my suit and tie, but I knew it wouldn't fool her. She asked me how old I was. It was pretty mortifying. She just kind of stared out the window, and she left. And that was all.
Lenny's really scared the police will trace him somehow, and they'll come and arrest him. He doesn't have anyone else to help him, Mom, and I said that you knew important people, and you knew how the cops worked and everything, so I told him you'd think of something.
You did.
Detective Szabo, homicide.
Hi.
Hi.
How's Carla Szabo tonight?
Bored. Lonely.
Really? We talk almost every day.
Yep.
Carlos, you told me you understood. It's just not such a good idea with Amber here.
All I said was I'm lonely.
Yeah, but that's not fair. You know that.
I know that.
Amber's only here 4 more months. I want it to be the very best time we've ever had together. Then she goes home to her dad in Vancouver, and then my situation changes, right?
I'll be here.
I already know your number.
I think so.
Carlos, something's happening here.
Oh?
I need to know if there's anything new on Malcolm Weinberg, on his missing wife.
Not my case. I can check. Why?
Andrew's brought home a problem. Oh, you know, it's a test. She's always testing me. How much do I love her? So I have to help. It's like walking on eggshells. Because she's been really hurt by me, you know, not being here for years. And, well, I'm being a drunk, you know. Look, this is the only insane part of my life, Carlos. The rest is more or less almost sane.
Yeah, like mine. And this connects with the Weinbergs. How?
There's this kid hiding out at my place. He met Elsie Weinberg through some kind of internet club. Nothing happened. But now that she's disappeared, he's afraid he'll be arrested. And his sister called just now to say 2 cops have been around to their place looking for him.
Weinberg is on the police commission.
I know.
And if there's an arrest warrant out for this kid, you just told me where he is.
Yeah, but I don't think of you as a cop.
I am a cop.
I mean, just a cop.
He needs a lawyer.
I just called one. J.J. Mars. I left a message.
Did this kid meet with Mrs. Weinberg?
Once. Nothing happened.
When was this?
A few days before she disappeared. Carlos, could you just ask around? And if there's nothing there, could you kind of suggest to the detectives on the case that they're barking up the wrong tree? Look, he's only 15. He's a bit of a goof, but he's harmless.
No, I can find out what's going on. That's the best I can do. I'm not going to make any recommendations on a case I'm not working on. That's nuts.
Oh.
Where are the kid's parents?
On holiday, again.
Is he staying overnight?
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you a question. Are you sure about him?
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
Hello there.
Hi. Anders fallen asleep. You'll be okay on the couch?
Sure. I'll just surf a little while longer.
What are you looking for?
Oh, nothing.
Nothing? It's nearly 1 o'clock. Oh, I'm sleepy.
I'm not. I keep thinking about all those guys.
What guys?
Well, they were innocent, too. Donald Marshall, David Milgaard. It didn't do them any good. And what can happen? In jail, you know. Like, if you're young, what can happen to you?
You're not going to jail.
Well, you hear stories. Even detention centers and juvenile lockups and stuff.
Lenny, nothing's going to happen to you. I promise. Okay?
Okay.
So, try to get some sleep soon?
Sure.
I'll be just right here. In my room. Good night.
Good night.
First thing in the morning, I'll make an appointment with J.J. Mars. We'll go and...
Peggy.
What?
I was in her car.
When?
The day she disappeared.
You didn't tell us that.
No.
You said you'd met Elsie Weinberg once.
Twice, actually. She emailed me a couple of nights after that first time, and she said I was really sweet. And she said it would be okay if it were the other way around. Like if she were an older guy, and I was a girl, then everybody would think it was okay.
Oh?
We'd already had virtual sex anyway.
Virtual sex?
Yeah, with our computers. She'd tell me what she was doing to herself, and I'd tell her what I was...
Okay, all right.
But this time, it's going to be different. It's going to be real. So we met again. But then at the last moment, she changed her mind about, you know... She cried. I think she was a little mixed up or something.
Uh-huh.
Then, she gave me a ride home.
From where?
The same place. The coffee shop at the Best Western Hotel.
In the car they found abandoned in that underground parking lot?
Yeah. You see why now? Because my fingerprints and my hair and everything, everything like that, it'll be all over. They're going to do all those tests, and then they're going to arrest me.
Lenny, shh, shh. Lenny, what exactly did happen in that car?
Nothing. She just let me off. 2 blocks from my house.
Did you feel angry or anything?
No.
Ms. Delaney.
Mr. Weinberg, thanks for seeing me on such short notice.
Did I have any choice? So what was all that? On the phone this morning.
Just what I said. I have information that the police are pursuing a lead concerning a cyberspace romance your wife was having.
All right. How did you come by that information? Have you got a source in the police department, Miss Delaney?
You know better than to ask a question like that.
I sit on the goddamn police commission, Miss Delaney. I'd like to know if we have a leaky tap.
You don't have a leaky tap. May I sit down?
No. This won't take long, will it? You don't want to tell me where you got that information. Then I guess I won't give you an exclusive interview. How's that? Screw your column.
Look, it seems I already know more than any of the other reporters know. I am sorry about your wife, Mr. Weinberg.
Sure you are.
I know it must be
very... I don't suppose I can appeal to your sense of decency not to go public on this.
No. I'll make a deal, though. If you tell me how seriously the police are treating this friend of your wife's as a suspect, exactly what they've got on him, then I won't write anything. I'll forget it.
Why? You sound worried.
I'm not worried.
Deal. And you're wrong. The police aren't looking for one little playmate. They're looking for three or four.
Three or four? What, people she actually met, you mean?
Yeah. Busy, wasn't she? The police are tracing them all. I don't know what they've got in the way of evidence or who the main suspect is. That's all I know.
But how did the cops find out about these men in the first place?
She saved her email.
Oh. It was almost sad.
Was it?
Uh-huh. Against my better judgment, I even felt sorry for him. I didn't find out anything new on Lenny, though. Carlos, Lenny told me last night he'd seen her on the day she disappeared. He was in her car.
He was?
Uh-huh. That's why he's so scared.
Interesting.
Hmm. Oh, by the way, Weinberg mentioned being on the police commission. Not that I told him where I got my information, of course.
Is that why we're eating lunch in this dive?
I'm trying to protect you.
Oh?
Not that I need to.
I found out about her other friends, too.
Did you?
Apparently. It was Weinberg who tipped the investigating officers off.
You mean he knew what was going on?
He said he didn't. It was after she disappeared. He just got thinking about it, he said. All the time she spent on the Internet, he just suspected something.
Really? How would he ever notice? Guy's never home.
Yeah. Shows up at every chicken dinner, every photo op going. He wants to be mayor. Everybody knows that.
What else do you know about him?
Well, that's about it. Except he's a hard ass when it comes to his career. He'll step around, over, or through anyone.
What about his wife? What do you know about her?
Mm-hmm. Not much in the file. Low profile. She was a nurse. They got married in their 20s. One son. He's away at school. For the wife of somebody as ambitious as Weinberg, not much in the papers. She didn't seem to do much socializing.
Well, that's because he kept her tucked away where she wasn't so likely to hear something. You don't know all there is to know about Weinberg, do you?
Like what?
Like girlfriends. Lots of them.
Oh?
Yeah, he's the kind of guy who gives testosterone a bad name. It's general knowledge. Well, in the press corps, anyway. That he's a sleazebag.
And you think his wife found out?
Why do you think she was on the Internet all the time?
Right. Yeah. So, she knew. And if he knew what she was up to, maybe they had a fight.
And he what? Killed her? Is that likely? Come on, Carla. I don't think it... Why did you say that?
There's an arrest warrant out for one Leonard Johns, a.k.a. Lenny.
Oh, God. J.J. Morris is out of town for a week. Oh, I'll have to get him out of my apartment, then find another lawyer.
How do you know the kid's still there?
Because he stayed up all night surfing the net. Then he crashed on the couch. He was sleeping blissfully when I left.
And Amber's at school, right? You said when I called this morning that she'd already left for school.
Uh-huh. I'll make sure of that.
There was blood in the car.
What?
They checked hair samples from her hairbrush in her bedroom. The DNA matches. It's Elsie Weinberg's blood.
Oh.
Amber's friend is in trouble.
Lenny? Lenny?
Yo, Peggy.
Oh. Are you on that computer again?
Yeah, I am. I'm kind of freaked out.
Why?
Look.
Dearest Rick, I feel terrible. This is all my fault because I resisted my true feelings. Please give me one more chance. Please, please meet me at our special place at 7 tonight. I'll be there, I promise.
With all my love, Edie Doss.
Is that her?
Yeah. I've been monitoring Mutual Hearts all the time I've been here, just in case she got in touch again. I think it's her.
Well, who else could it be?
I don't know. The cops, maybe? Setting a trap?
Except...
What?
How would they know where to set it? She's referring to the coffee shop at the Best Western, isn't she?
Uh-huh.
Or how would anyone else know that? Unless she told someone.
I don't know. It can still be a trap.
Lenny, the police are looking for someone who disappeared. If she shows up, then everything is all right.
Right.
If she's sitting there in that coffee shop, then you don't have anything to worry about anymore.
Hi.
Oh, hi. You're home early, aren't you?
Yeah, I had a spare. Hi, Lenny.
Hey, Amber.
I'll just go ditch my books. What are you doing?
Oh, just surfing, you know.
Excuse me for a minute, Lenny.
Sure.
Amber?
Yeah?
Honey, there's an arrest warrant out for Lenny.
Oh, no. Well, that's not fair. He hasn't done anything. Mom, you have to do something.
I'm trying to. Shh. Look, I'm going to let him stay one more night. But tomorrow, I have to take him to a lawyer. We can get into real trouble here.
I can't believe this is happening.
I know. He found something interesting on the internet.
What?
Why don't you go ask him?
What was that? Lenny. Lenny!
Where is he?
He's gone. What time is it now?
6:46.
How long has he been sitting here?
About half an hour.
If he doesn't show up, so what? And maybe that woman will show up anyway. As long as she shows up, that's all that counts, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he'll recognize her? You should have brought that picture around the paper.
I think I might recognize her anyway. Weinberg lets her out, you know, to smile during election campaigns.
What do you mean?
Oh, just be kind of a jerk. No, I take that back. He's a great big... Uh-oh.
What?
Look who just got off that bus.
Where? Lenny.
Oh, good for you, Lenny. Good for you.
He's going into the hotel.
If he sees us, it'll blow everything.
But I want to talk to that woman. I want to know what's going on in her head. She's caused a lot of trouble.
I know. But we haven't seen her go in yet. Wait a while. It's not even 7.
But she could already be in the hotel.
Amber!
Come on, Mom.
Oh, God. Okay.
There's Lenny. Sitting by the window. Well, he's alone.
Just stay here, okay? You can peek through the door to my room. We should wait.
There's a few women in there. But he'd go and talk to them, wouldn't he? I mean, if one of them was her, they just wouldn't fit at different tables.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh?
This man. He just sat down with Lenny.
Where?
Who is that guy anyway?
Oh. That guy. He's Detective Carlos Zabo, Metro Police. Amber, come on.
Come on what? I'm never going to speak to you again in all your messed up, screwed up life.
All we did was do Lenny a favor.
A favor? Writing that phony email to Lenny was a favor?
Yes. With Carlos explaining that Lenny took our bait and showed up for a meeting with Elsie Weinberg and therefore couldn't possibly have anything to do with her disappearance, he'll probably be released tonight. And if he is held until tomorrow, Carlos promised to keep Lenny in one of the interview rooms so he won't freak out. Okay?
No! You are such a liar! Why didn't you tell me what you did before we went out there? At least!
Because I thought maybe you wouldn't think it was such a good idea. Carlos had to apprehend Lenny. It's his job. But he did it in such a brilliant way, he proved that Lenny was innocent. Everything's all right.
All right. You just don't get it, do you? You're so twisty. No one can know what's going on with you. No one can live with you.
Amber, please.
Well, no one can. No one can trust you. And who is this Carlos anyway? Is he the asshole who's always phoning up here all the time?
Oh, yes. And he's not an asshole.
Is he your boyfriend?
No!
Forget it, Mother.
Hi.
Hi.
You look radiant.
Yeah, don't know.
How's Amber?
Miserable, impossible. She won't talk to me.
I thought I might meet her last night.
As soon as she heard me work, she ran out of the hotel. I'm in a deep freeze.
Uh-huh.
We were getting close. I've been sober as a damn judge for months. Everything was going so well.
Until I came along.
Yeah.
Well, I've got some news.
Oh?
It was her.
It was her?
Elsie Weinberg. She called Malcolm at 3 a.m. last night. She's been staying in a room at that Best Western all the time.
since the day she dribbled her own blood around inside her car.
What?
Yeah. She was teaching Weinberg a lesson, and she purposely set Lenny up so the police would go off on a wild goose chase. She wanted her husband to know how desperate she feels. She wanted him to pay her attention. She's nuts.
She was driven nuts. Her own blood?
No, no, no. She was a nurse.
Oh, you know something? I could really use a drink.
Uh-uh.
Well, I could really use something. Carlos.
What?
Want to come over to my place for supper tomorrow night?
All the Lonely People, the latest in the Peggy Delaney series by James W. Nichol. Featured in the cast, Kyra Harper as Peggy, Katerina Scorsone as Amber, George Buzza as Detective Carlos Chabot, J.J. Stalker as Lenny, and Dan Lett as Malcolm Weinberg. The music was composed and conducted by Meenam Kimnica. The recording engineer was Drago Grandich. Sound effects by Matt Wilcott. Colleen Woods was the associate producer. The coordinating producer is Barry Morgan. And the program was produced and directed in Toronto by Bill Howell, who is the executive producer of The Mystery Project.